Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And I gotta tell you something. It's still Sunday to me.
Sunday.
I cannot remember. Well, I mean, I can remember the Super Bowl. I cannot remember being so elated by a single football game as I was Sunday when the Eagles absolutely drubbed the Falcons in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one's going to stick all week.
What my favorite thing is enjoying it and then immediately looking to all the people that I can rip for not enjoying it.
I understand that. But I got to tell you something. I've been doing this a long time. And I do tend, if you want to accuse me of being overly negative, you have every right to. Because I tend to move in that direction. Mm. There's just not a lot about Sunday's game to bitch about.
Hmm.
And so you're right, Rhea. I'll find extraneous things to bitch about, like Chris Sims,
yes,
who had himself some crow yesterday.
Yep.
He did on his podcast, Al, the NFL commentator and son. He's only known as the son of Phil Sims. He sucked himself. Al, he had to take back a little bit what he was saying about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I'll play that for you later today. I got a lot of other stuff. We got great guests. Ross Tucker's going to be out at 7 to tell us. Well, the big question, which I want to tackle right now, are the Eagles actually good? Are they good? Because you know what, Al? People are wondering about that now. It's either the Eagles are good or the Falcons are so bad they made the Eagles look good.
Yeah.
But the Falcons are so bad that it would make any team look good. You can't take anything from the game. That's the other argument we'll tackle in a second. 8 o'clock. Who would know better the answer to that than Ike Reese? Every Tuesday we feature a top talent from WIP. Ike is out at 8 o'clock to talk about that.
Do you know how excited he was yesterday?
How excited?
At the open of his show, he sang the Eagles fight song.
Well, that's very nice, but I'm starting with his love for Carson Wentz, and I'm working from there. Because Carson Wentz, Al, he's still preaching the gospel of Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz sucks.
Bronco Buck.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get him on at 8 o'clock to talk about that. 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I am really promoting this is that it is a magical 90 minutes of television. And that is why when he actually called in on his own yesterday, Al, we said, we can't, it's an Eagles game. Come on tomorrow. 9 o'clock today, one of the most beloved figures, one of the biggest hockey goons we've ever met, Frank the Animal, Bialowis, a proud member, Al, of the incredible Trashers team. What's that? Danbury Trashers.
Danbury, Connecticut.
And he's going to come on. There is a brand new documentary out on Netflix called Untold, Crimes and Penalties, that is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard about what happened when a mobster bought a minor league hockey team and populated it with goons.
Oh, let his 17-year-old son run it.
And then let his 17-year-old son love the goons.
Yeah. Why have they gave him the team?
So he got a list of all goons and signed them all, including Frank the Animal.
Yes.
And I want to hear stories about what happened there, Al, because there is a photograph of Frank standing next to the mobster.
Oh, he was in a bunch of the scenes, I'm watching him going, that's Frank.
He'll be out at 9 o'clock. She won't let me say it. We think we have a mega guest.
You can't ever keep anything quiet.
In studio.
No.
We think we have a mega guest today.
Oh, cool.
But it's in studio, and I had to prepare for it, but I don't know if I can't say it, right?
No.
Here?
No.
It has not been cleared through the proper channels?
Correct.
All right. See how long it takes for me to blurt this one out. But anyway, what we are giving away today, and I would like you to start thinking about this now, Al, because also featured on today's show is rapper Lil Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow. Okay.
And Al, he is a big Falcons fan.
Not happy, Al.
And he went viral in the back of his limo when he was leaving the game.
It is hard to take someone seriously as being so wounded when they're being
limoed
around.
Oh, he's very sad. I can't wait to play that for you. But I just want you to know, Al, that I consider Lil Bow Wow a cool name.
Okay.
And I consider Devontae a very cool name. So today's contest for a Devontae Smith jersey and other great prizes, give me a cool celebrity name. Past the present. I'm looking for cool names. Names where Devontae Smith, you could not be a nerd if your name was Devontae. Could not be a nerd.
No.
Angelo Cataldi, you probably are a nerd. Thank you, Mom. She named me a nerdy name, and I became a nerd. Al Morganti. Pretty cool. Not terrible. Joe Wechter. Rugged.
Joseph
tough,
A. Wechter.
Reliable Joe. Right? Rhea Hughes. Different, but not so different. Rhea is a really good name.
Thank you.
Because it's not, super common, but it's not off the wall.
Yeah, mine's easy to spell.
Yeah,
Al's actual first name is Michael. He skipped it for Al.
Because he wanted something more simple to go along with him.
To be honest, Al, simple. I'm more of an alliteration guy. Michael Morganti. Pretty cool. Anyway, I'm looking for the cool names. That'll get you the prizes today. Now, let me start with something very cool.
Yo.
Right? Nick Sirianni. Nick's a pretty cool name, too.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni, post-game speech. Right? Now, you got a picture. All the boys are there. They're very jubilant, 32-6. Not a lot to bitch about.
No.
And right away, Al, Nick went back to the dogs. Listen.
Guys, shoot, that was sweet now. We played for each other for 60 minutes. Guys, that's the dog mentality. That's the dog mentality right there. Okay? When the cage opens up, I don't care what the score is in the first half. When that cage opens up again, our teeth are snarling. We're drooling. We're ready and we're hungry and ready to hunt again.
Yeah.
And again, and again, and again, and again. That's a great team win, guys. It's a great team win. But guess what? We're going to enjoy this for a little bit. And then it's round two. And then it's round two. All right? This time, it's in Philly. It's in Philly, round two.
Al, you either have a headache or that wasn't ringing true with you. You didn't like
it? Oh, no, I liked it.
You did like it?
He told us the same thing. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
He emphasized being there all the time.
Yeah.
Not, getting a lead and then just relaxing. No, fight, right to the finish every game. I like the message.
Yeah.
I hope it'll stick through a whole season because it's extremely rah-rah. That's a lot of rah-rah there.
Well, it's a win.
But they love, right now, they have, you can hear the way they reacted. They have completely bought in.
Yes.
Are they good?
Yeah, very good.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
Now, you had them with 11.
I didn't have them in the first game,
but you think they're a good team.
Yeah, I do. I think they're in a division that they should be able to win.
Right.
Or be run one or
be
two.
Be in the running for it.
They have a quarterback who, even in college, although he doesn't have that ceiling or whatever, he doesn't do what he can't do. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
I think he is.
And if that's enough. Well, you have a quarterback. You're a really good, he's a smart guy, and he's a team guy.
Yes.
Of all the things that I've seen, the biggest thing is that it's team. It's like I compared it earlier to the Giants. This coach stresses his players. The Giants coach stresses the coach.
Yep.
And this coach gives everything. And they've bought in. And I'm when you have a Monday after a Sunday and you start to see tape where it looks even better than what you saw, the little things are better than what you thought. It's amazing when because that, you know, football, they pull apart all the mistakes.
Yeah.
But this game, the more you looked at it, the more you said, my God, there's a lot of little things they did well.
The more
yes,
you
is.
Look at Jalen yeah. and go, right. wow, he looks very, very good.
I'm going to tell you, it's fascinating to watch the way the gambling is going because the gamblers were originally said, remember, the odds makers are just trying to predict what the gamblers are going
yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
And they had the Falcons a better team than the Eagles
yeah.
because you get three for home.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were up 3.5.
Yeah.
You get three for home, and, yeah. and they were going, no, 3.5. And it didn't move all week, so there were a lot of bets on both sides.
Yeah.
Now, this week, much different opponent, the Niners. This game is here, same exact spread.
Yeah.
3.5 Niners.
Yeah.
So that the experts there are saying the Niners are a touchdown better than the Eagles, roughly,
yeah.
right? And I think they're wrong again because I think they're underestimating the Philadelphia Eagles. You just said it out. Hurts. He may not blow your mind, but he does a lot of things well. And if you gave me the choice between a bazooka arm or great feet, I'll take the good arm with the great feet over the bazooka arm who stays in the pocket. I love the ability he has to run out and get you the first down. The RPOs, run pass options, where he's getting out in the clear and they don't know which way to go with it.
If you noticed one thing.
I love him.
That was really interesting about what he did is he faked out a lot of things.
Yes.
To the point where the camera right. didn't know whether he had the ball, he was throwing the ball, he was running the ball. That was pretty cool.
Hurts, yeah. check. Lines. Check. Mm-hmm. Both lines are veteran and solid as long as they're healthy. Check. All right. Skill guys. Check. I love our skill guys. Miles Sanders is terrific. The guy behind him, terrific. Who is that
Kenny
guy?
Kenny G. Kenneth
I didn't even know much about him. I've always been a Boston Scott guy. Mm-hmm. He never got on the field. You got good lines. You got a good quarterback. You got good skill guys. Yeah, there are some issues in the defensive secondary I would have some concerns about. Maybe linebackers, not sure there. That's still up in the air. But generally speaking, that's a good football team.
Special teams.
If you have a coach that really has a new way of looking at things and it's innovative and smart, you have a good team. This wasn't because Atlanta sucks. It was because you came into their building and you showed them that you were a good team. That's what 32-6 on the road against any NFL opponent. That's a good team that did that.
Yeah.
All right. Good team. Now, I just want to play a couple other things. I want to get some calls in. Jeff Lurie addressed the team post game. I would not advise this. My own thinking on this is let it breathe. But Jeff Lurie was very excited, the owner of the team.
And he's got a right to be excited.
He's got a right to be excited. Be excited up in the box. But anyway, here's Lurie talking to the team.
All right. To Coach Sirianni, but to every coach and player and everybody in this locker room, I mean, you've been talking fundamentals since April, May, June, July, August. Today was an example of it. Round one, that's all it is. But you guys just couldn't be more proud of you. To Nick and the whole coaching staff and everyone in this room, this is the first of many. I think you guys can feel it. This is the first of many. Take care of your bodies. On to the 49ers.
One of the things the past year has done to me is made me less a fan of the owner, Jeff Lurie. And the reason why is because he had a disastrous Zoom conference. Everybody's been talking about Sirianni's.
Yeah.
Lurie's was worse.
Way worse.
And he's in there, Al. And I got pictures from inside there. Why would he be patting the head of Jalen Hurts?
I don't know.
He's a starting quarterback and he had a great game?
There's no head patting in football. You don't pat a head. I get the picture.
You usually pat a rear end, but they're in the locker room, so we might, you know.
Is that a head pat or is it not?
I don't know, I guess.
That's a head pat. That picture's not lying. Danny, I need you to send this out. I don't need, no, don't you be patting the head of a guy. What is this, grade school? No. So I told you, I have to bitch about something. There's always something out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get in some of the happy people. This feeling's going to last all week, Al.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Right when, to low tailgates.
Yeah.
If they beat the Niners, football fever in September in Philadelphia. Tom's up from Alabama. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, brother. How great it is to be back on WIP on the line with the best, Angelo. I can tell you. How you doing, big dog?
Well, I got to tell you how I'm doing. These Alabama guys you sent up here, I'm loving them. These guys, you know what it is, Tom? These guys that play at Alabama, like Hurts and Devontae Smith, they've already played in the NFL. They're ready for the NFL. Did you see the way those guys performed?
Man, that was a sweet deal, let me tell you. I would think Dom Smolinski or Howie Roseman personally called Nick Saban. There's a reason why Nick Saban got Hurts to come to Alabama. You know, a couple of them plays where he was just talking about, I thought on the regular touchdown, I swear to you that he gave the ball to Sanders. You know, Sirianni here, too, he did the right deal with Hurts. He got him comfortable. But if you take a look at the speed, it opens up so many more lanes, especially on offense. But Sirianni takes the deal here, man. He really, I mean, between giving the ball to Miles Sanders, which I suggested, he started a running game. We yep. didn't go for it every damn time on fourth down because he was not afraid to give the ball back to Atlanta because he knew what he had on both sides of their ball as well as our own. You know, really, the coaching staff made adjustments after they bend. They didn't break on the first two defensive series. Hey, man, I'm telling you, you look at the Giants, the Redskins, I bet you they would be damn happy to have Hurts right now, along with a lot of other teams.
That's a great point. That's a great point. If you said to the Giants they could have Hurts instead of Daniel Smith, they take Hurts, right?
Jones.
I'm sorry, Daniel Jones. What about Washington? Well, their guy's out 6 to 8 weeks, Fitzpatrick. I think they would love to have Hurts right now. Now, Dallas would tell you Dak is better. Let's see how this plays out the next year or two. I'm not going to concede that point either, Tom. Because I like the way this kid just ran our offense. I liked it a lot.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I mean, I don't want to put too much on him because it's one game.
Right.
But, you know, if you take a look at them Buddy Ryan teams, you know, Randall Cunningham is one of my all-time favorite Eagles. And, you know, if you could, like, put Hurts in that deal, Barnett, Quicks, the other guy, Carter, I mean, you got the speed. You know, and if we could build the defense, hey, it might be sooner than later here, boss, plus the draft capital that we have. I'm telling you, we're in a good position here, Ange.
I love it. Tom, listen, if you see any more of these Alabama kids that could help us, would you please send them up here?
You got it, big time. Hey, man, thanks so much the other day for the message. You're a class act, my man.
You're a good man, Tom. Be well. He's one of my favorite emails. Really good guy. Let me go next to Keith in Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, good morning. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
I was going to ask you if you're still feeling it, but when you do Eagle cheers at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, that's a good sign. What are you feeling right now, Keith?
I'm just feeling that I was kind of shocked that they went right at their necks.
Yep.
This is kind of something that you know, you're going to see a movie and you think it's going to be going, then all of a sudden, what just happened?
All right, Keith, let me stop you for a second, and I want to put everybody in that moment. It's 1:14 p.m. Sunday, and the Atlanta Falcons have just driven right down the field and run the ball right down the Eagles' throats. And then, fortunately, the drive stalled, and they had to take the field goal. They're getting ready, Keith. They go to break in the NFL game, and I'm sitting there going, this is the moment of truth. Does this guy know how to coach? Because he's had his whole life to plan the first series as an NFL head coach. And I said to myself, we will know right away if we got something here. Boom, Keith, right down the field. Right down the field. Beautifully planned series. Great decisions made by the quarterback. Three straight to Quez Watkins, three straight to Devontae Smith. That, Keith, right there you went, wow, this is something. Remember how many times the Eagles started last year? Three and out, nothing. Right there you went, whoa, this makes sense to me now. And it never stopped. From that point on, boom, The whole 3 hours, golden.
Listen to me. I think the coach knows what he has. And I think the plans that he was drawing up for this team, he knows exactly who he has. And I think the whole idea of putting this whole thing together was amazing of how he did it.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was like a chapter in a book. Like, this is like the first chapter. We don't even know what's going to be happening for the second and third chapter.
You know what I'm thinking, Keith? I'm learning, even at my age, I like the idea of the son of a coach being in charge. Because a coach, if you're a player and then you learn from coaches, you do that part-time. If the coach is your father, that's full-time. You lived it. This guy's lived it for 38 years. He should know the game. And if he loves it and he's smart, bingo. You just won 32-6. Love it. Keith, you're a cool guy. I know you are. Give me a cool celebrity name like Devontae or Little Bow Wow.
Hold on. I got one.
Give me a cool one. I need cool. This is where you know the guy couldn't be a nerd. You got anything, but Keith?
What about Swazé?
Swazé? I will look it up. I'll say this, all right? If there is such a thing as Swazé, I like it. Stay right there, Swazé.
I think it's a traffic thing.
No, there's a lot. These are hip-hop names and stuff like that. There's a lot of cool. There's a lot of names now. When you go to the Red Zone channel, you hear some very cool names.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right? You know, like I was talking before to our engineer, Ben Hill. That's like old school. Ben Hill.
Well, his dad was Benny.
No, it wasn't.
but now, the name is almost over too quickly.
It's over too quickly?
Ben Hill.
What are you getting over quickly?
Hill?
You want people to hear the name for a second or two. Ben Hill, it's over.
Well, the Flyers had Al Hill.
No, Benny Hill.
There's his
that's
dad.
That's a different Ben Hill.
Really? Are you sure?
That's Benny Hill. And that's a longer name.
That's
than
when he's
ben
in there
Hill.
Fixing the equipment. They run that music.
Now, Ben Hill knows what he's doing. Benny Hill is a good boy. 215-592-9494. When we come back, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just getting it out of the way.
Yo.
A horrendous thing happened last night in sports.
Oh.
And I'm going to play a horrendous thing. One of the most improbable things I have ever encountered in my entire life happened in sports last night, and I want to get it out of the way quickly. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 620.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.